Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
Stop it! Stop what you're doing!
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the Pro Insider. This is for all of you in the residential design and construction world. Maybe you working in a wholesale company and you sell electrical, maybe you're a remodeling contractor, interior designer, architect, new home construction. This is all for you. Now, today is one that I want to talk about, that this is a hard lesson that I learned, and I want to extend that wisdom out to you, because this was probably the biggest, hardest lesson I learned. And I made some big mistakes. I want to talk about that today. Today's subject, business partners. Maybe you've got a successful idea and somebody else comes up and goes, man or girl, I want to partner up with you. We're going to go knock this out of the park. And my first comment after the lessons I've learned is slow your roll. Tap those brakes. Because you need to do your research. I don't care if you've known them for a couple years, do your research. And this is a hard lesson that I've learned because I thought I knew someone. Did I do my research? Was I not wise to that? No. I was focused on a singular goal and went, great, let's go. That was the largest business mistake I've probably ever made. Was trusting without verifying. Because I tell you what, I got partnered up. You know, people talk about the deal with the devil. Yeah, I was about as close as it gets without getting knee deep in that. And that was a 7-year nightmare. Because the problem is that it doesn't just go away, especially when you seem to have made the worst choice in partners. Now, here's where this goes sideways. What I should have done is slow down, undone some basic research. Could I have seen that this person has been in lawsuits with everyone known to mankind, almost on an annual basis? Could I have seen the complete wasteland of burned relationships behind them? Yeah. If I would have looked, I'd have found it. It was right there. But I didn't. And so that was my biggest mistake that I made in business right there, was trusting in someone that I had no business trusting in because they were there for their own best interests, and it didn't matter what their business partner thought. It didn't matter what their employees were. Now, am I associated with that business anymore? Not a chance. Has it been a number of years? Yeah, it's been a lot of years. Can I go over on Glassdoor and look at the reviews on that business and see that that history has continued itself to this day? Of course. Of course. So you can't change people. And getting into a business relationship with an investor is probably even more important than getting into a marriage. And I'll tell you why. This can affect every aspect of your life and will do it for years to come. So my first knee-jerk reaction when somebody comes up, hey, I'm thinking about bringing in a business partner. I go, whoa, slow down. Let's talk about this. Because the situation that I had with my business partner was that I was also not wise enough to make, a set of rules. How much are they going to work? What are they going to do? What's their responsibilities? And all of a sudden, I found out that I was running this business. And there was 2 years that I ran this business. It was growing, being successful. That if I'd have bet them $1,000 and not given them a map, they couldn't have driven to the office, let alone pick the building out. So these are things as a business partner you need to be super aware of. Now, if this is your family member, yeah, maybe you don't need to do that, but you know what that history is. If this is your best friend, awesome. If it's just somebody that's going to be investing and they're not working in the business, different story. Plenty of angel investors and things like that out there that fund businesses that need to get to the next level. Totally get that. But if you've got a small business and you've got somebody that's wanting to ride on your coattails, be very, very careful of that. Now, other things that I've learned. If you have a business partner that gets out of control and decides one day to take over the business, you don't have any recourse. If you go walking into your business and your business partner has changed the locks, who are you going to call? The police? No, they're not showing up for that. That's a civil matter. Your next step at that point is to hire an attorney, and you have to file lawsuits. So I can tell you from personal experience, make sure you know who you're doing business with and if you're bringing them behind the curtain to be a part of that business. And they better be able to really, if they're going to be a partner and not an investor, if they're going to be somebody working side by side with you, do you want to see them for 60 hours a week? Are they somebody that can carry the load? That was another thing I didn't even realize with my business partner. I thought they were in the design community. Well, they said they were. They played that on, well, whatever they do, because we're not getting into that. They couldn't design. And the problem was, is when they went out to job sites, I ended up having to do that work because they couldn't draw. They had no idea. They couldn't jump on a computer program and draw. They couldn't take a napkin and do a sketch. There was no way for that to happen. So do your research. Find out their history. You need to treat them on the skill level, if they're going to be part of the business, like any employee. Are they somebody that you would hire? Be really careful of that. I would make sure that you take the time and do that research. And quite frankly, if you've got somebody that wants to invest in the company and buy a part of it and be an off-the-hands investor that you report to, I'd do that before I'd bring that in. Go get a loan. See what you can do. Make that a transaction, not a partnership. But be super careful, because I tell you what, that cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars having to deal with that. So just be careful out there, guys. When someone says, hey, let's roll together, Let those warning flags come up. Do your research. Learn from it. And you will be better off. All right, coming up this weekend on Around the House with Eric G, we got a fun show ahead. We're going to be talking about a bunch of different stuff, how to clean up that cigarette smoke outside of a house. Maybe you're buying a house that you're moving into or a flip. How do you get that cigarette smoke out of all the nooks and crannies? And then hour number two, of course, we got more in hour number one. We're going to talk about contractors as well. But now hour number two, this is the fun part. David Applebaum, architect of the stars. We're going to be talking with him. We are going to have a blast on that show. And, of course, you want to catch this. If you're on the radio, you'll catch it, but you're going to only see about 70% of the show. So make sure you do catch it right here where you catch this podcast, and they will be there. That's going to be a good one. David is has designed out the who's who of SoCal, and it is an impressive list, and we'll talk about some of those people. Might even hear a little Quincy Jones reference in there, which is pretty amazing, too, on when he was designing his studios. So for all you music buffs out there, he's always got somebody cool to throw in there. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy Thursday. I'm going to be a little off the radar today as I'm resting up from my second vaccination dose so I can go out and be teaching and do those things that I need to do. So everybody have a great rest of the week. Happy Thursday. We'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.